Good morning, everyone. So today's the third shiur, summarizing Rav Lichtenstein's article in the Sefer, in which he dissected the pasuk that he thought, or he felt, was one of his favorite pasukim in general, and certainly around Yamim Nara'im. V'tayer libeinu li'avdecha v'yemes. And this is very much Rav Lichtenstein in Israel today. A lot of people have reintroduced meta-processing of Tanakh. We don't just read word by word, but you read entire sections, like a Berlip tag. What is this section after that section? In ways that weren't really studied over the last 600-700 years for various reasons. Iran really is much more of a deconstruction. It's taking one pasuk in the classic way of Chazal, V'tayer, libeinu, li'avdecha v'yemes. And earlier in the week, I spoke about different forms of MS. MS is opposed, and obviously Ravarn, summarizing Ravarn, MS is opposed to error, MS is opposed to falsehood. What are the falsehoods in our life, motivationally, internally, not just externally? And last week, on Friday, I spoke about libeinu. What role does your heart play in general, in particular in davening, in particular in Yom Narayim, which is so difficult to have kavana, especially for some of the barriers in the modern world to kavana. Today, I just want to briefly mention something Ravarn spoke about, the word eved. V'tayer libeinu li'avdecha v'yemes. Li'avdecha is to be an eved. And Ravarn said that there's a difference between an eved Hashem and an oved Hashem. An oved Hashem is someone who's in the process of trying to become an eved, is someone who's already considered an eved Hashem. And there are very, very few people in Tanakh who are called an eved. I say this because Rav Lichtenstein was asked a few years before he was nifter what he wants inscribed on his grave. Now, you can imagine how much there is to write about Ravarn. And he asked that there be two words, Oved Hashem, not Eved Hashem. So first of all, the story itself is incredible because Ravarn would want that term to be written on his grave, Eved Hashem, but not Eved, because Eved is even Eved is too presumptuous. Even when you're describing yourself as an Eved, too presumptuous. He wanted the word Oved, which says, or as a process of trying to become an Eved Hashem. And Ravarn quoted the pasuk in Malachi almost as a banner for what we'll experience in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because on the one hand, we interact with Hashem as our Father, Avinu Malkeinu, as a compassionate Father. On the other hand, we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech Malchei HaMelechim and Worthy Avadim. So we look in Malachi, in Perek Aleph, Malachi, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Vav, Ben Yechabed Av, a father is revered by his son, the Eved Adonav. But an Eved also worships his Adam. So there's a Ben and a father, and an Eved and his Adam. And Hashem says, V'im Avani, if I'm a father, Aye Kvodi, why aren't you honoring me as a father? V'im Adonimani, but if I'm your Adon, Aye Mari, why aren't you fearing me? And Hashem feels betrayed on two fronts. There are two interfaces to our relationship, where they're going to struggle, they're meant to complement each other. You've betrayed the father-son relationship, you've betrayed the master-servant relationship. And what makes Yiddishkeit so unique is there is a blend between our sonship and our evedship, and that the two would seem to contradict, but they're meant to complement and not just to provide different voices that are valuable at different points in our life, but within being in the ben, we're not a ben with the Kaddish Baruch Hu without reverence, and within an eved, we're not an eved without compassion, and the ben and the eved merge. And Ravarn noted how in other religions, for example, Christianity, the fact that we're children of God is stressed, but the fact that people are servants of God is less stressed, and it's less heightened. And we'll say this in Mirat Hashem in Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Haras Olam, Hayom Amid Bamishpat Kol Yitzurei Olamim, which is a section we recite right after the Tkios, and we say, Im Kivanim, Im Kavadim, Im Kivanim, Rachameinu Kirachim Aval Banim. The Im Kavadim, then we're just waiting for your salvation. We don't mention the Rachamim, because the Rachamim is unique to the Son and the Father. Here we mention, so it's a fascinating blend. Think about it a lot to yourself as you're davening. How do you want to appear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What aspect of a relationship do you want to work on? Obviously, I mentioned last week, Wednesday night, how difficult it is to fashion yourself into an eved. That's a very foreign word. Your therapist didn't tell you, I want you to be an eved. She told you about being free and being honest with yourself and being more self-sufficient. And all of a sudden, you walk into this world of religion, and what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem, and to accept hierarchy, and to submit to a higher will, and to believe, this is the goal, to believe that being an Eved Hashem is your ticket to freedom. Tshuva is a liberating force, and Chazal talk about that if you're an Eved Hashem, Marvir Mimenu Al Malchus, and you're not concerned with the dribs and drabs of this world and the dreariness of this world, and that's a higher form. I'll just read a quote of Rav Lichtenstein. Whoever takes upon himself the yoke of Torah, they remove the yoke of government and the yoke of worldly concerns. This is to be understood not simply as a promise, but as a matter of definition. If he has the yoke of Torah, then at the ultimate level, there cannot be the yoke of government and the yoke of worldly concerns. They are my servants, but not servants to servants. All the pettiness in this world feels less heavy and feels less informed because you're pursuing eternity, you're involved in a different realm, and you're not dragged down. You ask people, especially in today's world, people feel dragged down. They feel as if the world is very rigid and the world is very imposing, and there's so much that the internet and government and taxation and big government, and they can't change the country. People feel grounded, and that groundedness sometimes is healthy, but obviously sometimes you be too grounded in this world and you feel so enslaved by the tyranny of this world. And part of what modern man is suffering is because it's a faceless tyranny. In France in the 17th century there was a tyrant, so at least you knew who your tyrant was. In Russia, there's a cultural force, and there's the internet and the screens, and we feel drawn, and also we feel tyrannized. We don't have our freedom. We have to watch that video because it's going viral. So if I don't see it, I'm not part of groupthink, and it's not a viral talk, it's me talking. It becomes very tyrannical without there being a face to the tyranny. It becomes even harder to wrap your head around it. So it's important to think about during this period the interaction between our being children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our being Avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to give yourself time to be an Eved Hashem is going to take many, 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 many years. It's not something you can flip right after high school because you're not accustomed to that. But to know that, just trust me, I saw the greatest person I'll ever meet, and the smartest person I ever met, and the most noble person I ever met, and the kindest person, most sophisticated person, and yet he was the most inspiring Eved Hashem. You really felt his avdus in a very palpable way, the way he said to him, when he stood for davening, Ishmarabba screamed, Slichos cried during him. It's just, he palpably felt as if he broke his will in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we believe to be the highest form of Avda, the highest form of Chayrus. So that was how Rav Aaron spoke a little bit about Emes first, and then Libeinu, and then Liabdacha. In the end of the section, he talked about Vitayer, but we'll move on tomorrow to a different section. Okay, so far we discussed two sections in this book. One is the interplay between the opportunity of tshuva and the obligation of tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't command tshuva, wants it to be an opportunity. It becomes an obligation because in Yiddishkeit, opportunities are not neutral, but when you waste them, they're sinful, then they're sinister. And second of all, the entire libeinu liabdacha b'emes. Yiddish Hashem will take another piece tomorrow. Everyone, get some sleep when you can. When you can't get sleep, just welcome to the world of being tired. Embrace the fatigue. Embrace the fatigue. I'm sorry.